The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Siobhan Maguire, the consumer journalist, is with me. We had sage advice on odorous teenagers before the break. Sage advice now on subscriptions and cancelling them and wriggling out of them and how to avoid maybe signing up inadvertently to them in the first place. This costs people a lot of money, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does, Ciarán. I mean, if you think about how many people are locked into subscriptions in Ireland, we paid 1.1 billion in subscriptions last year. Now, that was down 200 million on the previous year, and that kind of ties in with the cost of living. I don't think it kind of ties in with sense and sensibility around people cancelling subscriptions. But we are laden down with them. And my generation, Generation X, were the worst offenders, because we seem to have subscribed to everything and anything, from diet apps to your streaming apps to your gyms, whatever. And, you know, on average, we're spending around €33 a month.
You see, it's so easy to justify it, isn't it? I don't know about you, but every subscription I come across, if I want to justify it to myself, I'll translate it to cups of coffee. I say, what, that's like two cups of coffee a month. What's two cups of coffee a month? It's nothing. Lo and behold, I'm paying for something for about 4 or 5 years.
Well, yeah, no, and this is it. You know, if you add up the Netflix and the Amazon Prime and the Disney and, you know, whatever else you're having, the Apple, the Paramount, you're looking at around £50 a month, you know, and that all stacks up over the year. Now, streaming subscriptions are among the easier ones to get out of. You know, it's kind of the subscriptions for, you know, more kind of different apps, like the fitness apps, like the diet apps. They can often be a little bit tricky to get out of.
In what way, and how do they cling onto you?
Yeah, so you have, when you sign up for any app within the EU, you have the 14-day period, the cooling off period. You can change your mind, you can get out of Dodge, you're not having any of it. What a lot of these kind of fitness diet apps present you with is a free trial, you know? Mm. And it's this free trial that still asks you to put in your money and basically give them your bank details, and you're essentially signing up even though you can get out after 7 days. And lots of people forget to get out of the contract. But even by signing up for the free trial and them having your bank details means you are saying, well, look, if you don't get in touch within 7 days, you can't get out. Now, you still have your cooling off period, obviously, but it's usually a month down the line, because the charges are monthly, that you then realise, oh my God, I'm stuck in this contract.
They often will offer a slightly better deal if you're willing to pay for the 12 months in advance. You know, you sign up for a year subscription, so it's maybe whatever, you know, £7.99 a month or £70 for the year. So it's that little bit cheaper. And I've done that a couple of times. And where it catches me out is then I forget when the annual subscription is due. And then whack, £70 gone. And you say, well, sure, I may as well stick with it now for another year. And then you forget again.
And that's it. It rolls over. It rolls over. You know, there's actually a really good app out there called the Bobby app. And, you know, it's free to use. And it will basically allow you to input all your details around subscriptions. And then, you know, you can keep an eye on it. And you know that, oh my God, in June, the subscription for X is up. And this is my way of getting out of it. But also, if you've an Android phone, for example, Google Play will have a list of your subscriptions under your account details. On Apple, in the Apple Store, it will have the same amount of details. And it's only when you go in, you actually look and you think, oh my God, Ciarán, I have, you know, 7 apps here. Only 3 of them are used all the time. And you can then, you know, with a month's notice, get out.
Were you looking at my
apps.
Phone? 7 exactly.
7
exactly, yeah.
Do you want to share what they are?
Apple TV, ChatGPT, which I pay for the slightly more expensive one because I do use it all the time. Maybe I shouldn't admit that. Duolingo. I have an app for that because I do that all the time. That's an annual one. That's one that you forget about, but it's like,
yeah,
it's like £90 for the year.
It stacks up.
Good Notes, because I use that on the tablet. Google Photos, that's just like a backup because I have so many photos, but it's the same photo 100 times. You know what I mean? If I actually deleted them, I wouldn't need it. New York Times, mini crossword, got to pay for that. And I subscribe to a podcast. The rest is history for the bonus episodes. That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Little insight into my life there.
Yeah, interesting. And so when did you last use your Duolingo?
Oh, look, sorry. Three fitness apps all inactive. They're the ones I've actually wriggled out of. You know, when you sign up, you feel miserable on a Sunday night or something and you sign up to these things.
Yeah, and this happens. You know, there's a really good website actually that I can direct people to, and it's called Deceptive Patterns, and it's run by a group of US legal scholars, and they basically document everything that's going on in the States in relation to what the US regulator is looking into, and you know, they talk about this thing called the Roach Motel. That's us, that's you and I.
Okay.
So once we're in, we're not getting out. So it trains you how to spot the language that's tricky, that's going to lure you into a particular subscription and might keep you there. And then also it reminds us that some of these big players like Amazon, you know, like the Noom diet app, they have been slapped on the wrist from the US regulator recently because they have been using information, detail, ways of using data that get somebody into a subscription that you can't get out of easily.
Example I gave on my iPhone, and you say Google, Android have the same thing. I mean, I shouldn't give anybody the impression that those are the only things I subscribe to. There's others, but I didn't do it through Apple Pay. So like news, some news outlets, your Netflix, your Prime, all of those, I still have them as well on top of that.
Yeah.
And I just don't have, but they're nowhere. I have to kind of keep on top of them myself. So again, it's very easy to lose track of how much is going out.
It really is. And also, you know, people pay through PayPal, they pay through Apple Pay, they have some going through their bank account. So you've like three or four different areas where you can monitor your subscriptions as well. So it's a murky situation, a murky area, but just sit down and write them all down, find out what you're not using and get rid of them.
Now, if you do want to get rid of them, is it relatively easy? Like even those ones that you're paying monthly, generally is the deal you can cancel it at any stage and kind of, you know, you have it till the end of that month if you've paid and that's it? Or do they say, ah, no, you're actually locked in for a year even though you're paying monthly?
Yeah, that depends on your terms and conditions. And I hear this a lot with gym membership in particular. So, and I love the clip you played earlier, but there are people who go into a gym membership and they're asked, first of all, to pay money up front. Never do that. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to. And then they're told that they can sign up for a year's contract, but they will be allowed to be released from that contract by giving a month's notice. When they do that, I hear from a lot of people they still can't get out of that contract. That's because the person who told you that, their interpretation is very different to what's written in black and white on your terms and conditions. So just be very clear about what you're signing up for.
All right. Listen, great advice as always, Siobhan. So thanks a million for joining us. Siobhan Maguire, a consumer journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.